We learned about the prohibition of Choresh, and now we're going to develop this to the idea of making a furrow in the ground. So we already learned this idea. You may not drag something in the field outside that it's necessary, it's a certainty that by dragging that item, you will make a furrow in the ground. Now, he says that this would also be prohibited. Dragging such an item would even be prohibited on a stone floor that's outside, because once it's prohibited outside, it's prohibited in general outside. But if it doesn't necessitate creating a furrow, some places it will, some places it won't, sometimes it will, sometimes it won't. So that we discussed earlier as a melacha, as a davar sheino mitkaven, when it's a certainty that it's going to happen, so that's a psik reishe. But otherwise, it's a davar sheino mitkaven, so then in kan isur, it's not prohibited. Umikol makom, mutar lelech alafar tichuach. Okay, you want to walk outside, and you're walking in an area where the earth is very fine, and if you walk on it, so you're going to make a hole in the earth. Sometimes like walking in the sand on the beach. Or bachol, or walking on a sand. That's permissible. Even if you're making holes everywhere you step. Being that you're, without intent, as you're walking, you're squishing the earth under your feet. It's not really that you're digging, but rather you're causing the earth to become more condensed under your feet. So that does not fall under the prohibition of choresh. Digging a hole would be choresh. Standing on sand and causing a hole in the sand because your weight condenses the sand or pushes the sand downward, that is not choresh. Another item that's common, you're taking someone in a wheelchair. You're taking a child in a carriage. So if you're walking down a muddy path, so then you might be making a furrow in the path. So there we say no, because what's happening is under the wheels, the earth becomes more condensed. You're pushing down the earth. You're not really digging the earth. Even if as you walk with the carriage, it seems like you made a furrow behind you. What's happening is the wheel keeps pushing down the earth and condensing the earth under it. It's not really digging a furrow in the earth. Where we do have to be careful is if you're going to walk where there's grass growing, if it's a certainty that by walking there you're going to be pulling out grass. Like sometimes if you take your carriage down a place where there's a lot of grass growing, so then you will be pulling out grass as you walk along. That would be prohibited. So again, the carriage or the wheelchair, the wheels are considered as though they're pushing down the earth, not digging in the earth. Sometimes you can have this in snow, where you push a carriage and the wheels aren't turning. And then you can't say you're pushing down the snow, you're really digging in the snow.
Your wheels.
The question is, digging in the snow is not like digging in the earth. It's not, you're not going to go planting in that snow. But in the sand, I think there will be times where you're pushing and the wheels are really making a furrow in the sand. It depends exactly on what earth you're on. So long as the wheels are turning and pushing down the earth or the sand, that would be okay. Because that's not considered digging. You're not making a furrow, you're pushing down the earth. If the wheels aren't turning at a normal pace, what you're really doing is furrowing through the sand or mud, then you run into a problem.